musical is going to come out. The Living Chapel will go around the world with the indigenous flora and fauna. I just want to highlight, we have some 12 proposals. And the one proposal is this: we hope the Vatican in 2020 will announce to become carbon neutral, sustainable in 7 years. We hope, please pray. And we hope to make it. And just not the Vatican. And in 2020, we want to start another 7 D50, 50 more dice. I'm sure we have two dice already in the list, you know, who will join us. You know, we want at least 50 dice. This is to say publicly that in 7 years, we will become. It's possible. We can do it. We want at least 50 or more schools, just playing on this number 50. U50, I'm sure Creighton University will be there. You know, more universities and colleges, and the Jesuits are helping us with this, you know, Father Michael, Garanzini, you know, and others. H50, 50 hospitals or health centers. B50, 50 or more businesses. C50, 50 or more cities or villages. And F50, food. So we have covered almost all the main areas. We hope this will happen. And in 2021, the other groups joining. So imagine 10 years, we'd have 500 universities at least. I mean, so we need to dream big. And also, we are going to begin the Laudato Si Awards in 2020. Again, 7 awards, biblical number. First, Laudato Si Individual, Family, Educational Institution, Faith Community, Action Initiative from Below, People's Movement, Economy, Business, Labor, and Communication, a book or a movie or whatever. So some of you might have an award, you know, and we hope this can become, you know, the Oscar of creation care, you know. You know, imagine, you know, Pope Francis handing over the award, and we want to start with Pope Francis every year, like, you know. So it's again to stimulate action, like, you know. The third thing is we have already planned up to the 10th anniversary of Laudato Si. The 4th anniversary, we are going to Africa, and interestingly, it's 15th and 16th of July. It will be at the United Nations Environmental Program headquarters. UN, they're hosting us free. At the same time, I want to say, like, this is being organized by the Catholic Youth Network for Environmental Sustainability in Africa. And just this morning, I had an email from them saying that they're short of funds. They require another $50,000 more. So please say a little prayer. And if, you know, and something inspires you to contact somebody to help them, to help us. You know, God, the Holy Spirit inspires you. Thank you. But then we want to send a message. We're going to begin with Africa. And the 5th anniversary is 2020 in all those plans that we have. 21, we are going to the Pacific to be with small island states. 22, we want to combine with the World Youth Day. Again, youth can lead this transformation. 23, who knows, in Creighton, no, in the Americas, could be anywhere, and 24 in Asia, and the 10th anniversary, hoping that by that time, we would have made some progress, and this initiatives can multiply. And I just want to conclude, you know, saying thank you. Okay, I've done that, thank you.